Good afternoon, friends. This is Jack Watts with Jack Watts Live Broadcasting, high above the We Believe America Tower in Midtown Atlanta, looking out over majestic Buckhead. Today, I have a guest who has not yet arrived, but we are going to continue with our talk about President Obama's birth. This birth certificate issue is one that has not gone away. It hasn't been resolved, at least to some people's satisfaction. 27% of the people, by the way. There are some questions that I want to ask the guest who has arrived now, so let me go ahead and put him on if I can. This is Jack. This is Jack Watts. You're on with Jack Watts Live. To whom am I speaking?
Hi, Jack. It's Ed Douglas.
Ed, how are you?
Doing well, sir. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. And as I understand it, you are in Park City, Utah. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And it's a magnificent day there, I hope?
Every day is magnificent in Park City.
Well, we've got a guy who works for the Chamber of Commerce, and I suspect that's probably true quite often. It's wonderful here in Atlanta. And Ed and I, let me just say a little bit. Ed and I are Facebook friends, and I'm conservative. He's would probably call himself a progressive, perhaps a liberal, perhaps both. Or let me just ask, what would you consider yourself to be, Ed?
Well, in lieu of putting myself too much in the box, I always think of myself as a little bit left of center.
Well, then I will just consider myself to be a little bit right of center. But at the same time, Ed and I have been Facebook friends for quite a long period of time, and we talk about political issues routinely, going back and forth. Now, the one thing that I want to say about Ed is that he is always a gentleman. I have numerous Facebook friends that are conservative, that are more conservative than I am even. And sometimes they can get a little rowdy. Now, it's the same way on the other end, you know, and people end up calling each other names, which doesn't work very well. People don't learn anything that way. I like to think of my relationship with Ed kind of like that biblical verse that says, as iron sharpens iron, so do good men sharpen one another, because I always have to think when I'm dealing with Ed, and I would like to think that he would feel the same way about me, but I'll let him say that for himself. At any rate, is there anything that you would like to introduce about yourself and say for a minute before we just kind of get with this?
Well, first I'd like to say, Jack, thank you for that introduction. It's very generous, and I do feel the same about you. I appreciate your ability to articulate your points of view, and also that you are one to discuss rather than, as we see so often, just resort to, you know, sort of an emergency response mode, you know. And so I do appreciate that about you. I wouldn't call myself an expert in politics, but I've been following, you know, more and more over the years since Reagan was president. And I will say that, you know, I like to consider myself, you know, having the ability to remain open to learn throughout all my discussions with anybody I can. And you know, and I hope that, you know, that all of, I know you are, Jack, and I hope that, you know, everybody is willing to learn rather than just support their existing beliefs. And the internet makes it very easy to support, to find anything you want to support whatever you want to believe. But that's not really, that's not what learning is about. So That's kind of my personal philosophy.
Right, right. I want to get right to the subject. The whole birth certificate issue is one that, boy, it just doesn't go away. And it, if you question it, you're kind of looked at as if you're, you know, a mental midget, a moron, or a conspirator, and you don't have a brain in your head. That happens quite often. But at the same time, you know, I was really reluctant to get into this particular issue, Ed, because, you know, I'm an author, and I've got several books out there, and I really didn't want to be put in the same ilk as, the people that are like from the John Birch Society when I was a young man. They just always seemed to, you know, find something that was just so askew that they couldn't enjoy life. And that being the case, I just thought, man, I don't know. But at the same time, as I look at it, I just really feel like there are some things that need to be resolved. And I'm going to just get into it and just ask your opinion about some things. And let's just go back and forth a little bit. Number one, you know, I mean, this was, you know, the birth certificate was, you know, just where is it, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then when Donald Trump picked it up when he was running for president as a Republican and just hammered it day after day, it finally, you know, Barack Obama and the White House put it up on whitehouse.gov on the front page, said, okay, here it is. And for the most part, that calmed the issue down. Trump dropped it, and really there's the only people that have picked it up since have been some people that have asked questions about the PDF itself and some other issues. And I want to just kind of like, let's just go on through these, and I just want to have your opinion. And I want to say this to the people that are listening. You know, last week I had someone on who was very conservative, and you know, that caller's opinion really was that this was, you know, completely false, that there was no chance that it was, you know, that there were answers to these questions and all. And I thought, in fairness, having Ed on, who actually was I'd asked to be on last week but couldn't do it because he's out there making a living, which, you know, we're grateful that there are people out there paying their taxes. Anyway, the first thing I want to ask is, when I look at this birth certificate, and I've got the PDF in front of me right here, in the background is a, you know, is a kind of a little greenish pattern, and there's nothing behind that. When I look at my birth certificate, and I think if anybody takes their birth certificate, there is like a watermark behind it that would be the state capitol, something about whatever state it is from that really essentially makes that the seal of the state, and I don't see that here. I would really like to see someone who was born in Hawaii in the 60s, and, you know, preferably 1961, to put a, you know, to post a PDF of their birth certificate on Facebook and say, okay, this is what one looks like. And is there a background? I know that in modern ones that there are backgrounds, but I don't know if that was something that happened in 1961 with this. Do you?
I can't say for sure for Hawaii, and you're, I mean, the best way to verify that is to go to the state of Hawaii and ask them to produce their birth certificate. But my birth certificate from Connecticut in 10 years before this one had no images on the back of it. But that's not really relevant to your question. Because every state will do it.
Well, no, that is relevant because these are things that go back quite a ways, and some states are different, and Barack Obama is the only person I've ever known that was born in Hawaii, and I don't know him personally. Okay, let's go on for the second thing that I wanted to ask here, where it has, if you go down to number 9, race of father, African. That's in the question under the birth certificate. The way through. All right. Number 9, African.
Yep.
That is not a term that was used in the 1960s when somebody, if you go back and you listen to some of Martin Luther King Jr.'s speeches and everything, he refers to, Negro. And African is not a term that became popular for another 15 years. That's something that I wondered about a little bit. When you saw that, what did you think about that, Ed?
Well, again, I don't know what their tradition is and it was in Hawaii. I mean, if you're just looking at logic as a way to sort of work your way through this, Hawaii is a very diverse state. It has different races there, and Negro or Black would have meant something very different in Hawaii than it did in, say, Alabama or Mississippi, or New York.
Well, the race of the mother right there says Caucasian.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And in that era, it doesn't say white, it says Caucasian. And, if you say salt, pepper, black, white, Caucasian, Negro, if it's something that would be from the, from the 1960s, that's something that, it doesn't prove anything. But it is interesting. Now, there's a couple of other things about this before we get into the PDF.
Yeah, and I'd like to say that these are valid questions, and it'd be interesting to get an answer from them. And I was just looking at the background on this. Is kind of the way the PDF that I'm looking at, the birth certificate sits in the middle of the image, and the background covers the entire image. The background for most of the images, like what you see in your basic check, green.
I think that's a good way. It looks like a check, and one that you would like to get in the mail because it looks like a refund check type background. I love that one. One of my favorites.
It's kind of odd that it sits. This whole thing just sits in the middle of this page like this, but it looks like it's part of the way it's folded on the right left hand side. As you look at it, looks like it's part of a book or of some sort, a book record, and it was put on a copy machine so that they could create an image, and then later on, it was turned into it. As we know that the PDF didn't come around until 30 years later,
Okay, here I want to go to entry. Age of father at 10 is 25, and it says birthplace, Kenya, East Africa. Now, Kenya, East Africa didn't exist in 1961. That didn't happen until 1963. It was it was British East Africa, and so it's like this one's just a little bit more problematic for me. It's like, okay, Kenya came into existence as a country in 1963, and this is a birth certificate, you know, for 1961, and that is something that I wonder about, and I think that this is a far more important piece of information than the race of the father being African as versus the mother Caucasian. That's kind of a hard one to do, because that's printed in there like it was the birthplace, and it, how could that be? Is there anything that you want to add to that particular thing?
Well, I'm aware that the British ruled, you know, this part of Africa from 1895 till 1963, but what I don't have any information on is that what was it called Kenya before the British turned it over to the citizens there, you know?
That could be a little bit like America. I mean, you know, we were America before we were Americans.
Yeah.
And so that it is a potential thing, but you know, it's something that I've noticed, and that is, you know, that people have pointed out, and I just wondered about that. Now, if we go up to number, go ahead.
There was a part of that area that, while it was under British rule, that was called Kenyatta, Kenyatta. And when they gave their independence, they put Kenyatta and Ngala together to form what we now know as Kenya. But you know, we don't know if the dialectic at that point over there for Kenyatta was Kenya or, I mean, so it's Kenyatta actually continued on from, you know, after the British turned it over until 1978. I without a actual, you know, more detailed history on Kenya, you know, I kind of look at, you know, my source all too often, unfortunately, isn't that reliable, being Wikipedia, you know.
Well, yeah, so we're great. Everybody in the world is grateful for Wikipedia, except for Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah, well,
I lost out on all of that. All right, now let's go, if we could, to 6C, name of hospital or institution, and it says Kapilani Maternity and Gynecological Hospital as the place where Barack Obama was born. Now, in 1961, there was the Kauai Children's Hospital and the Kapilani Maternity Home. Two things. They joined together in 1978 and were called the Kapilani Maternity and Gynecological Hospital. So, that's a long time. That's 17-year difference in that particular thing. And I wondered, is there anything about that you wanted to say something?
Well, I'm aware that they changed their name after that, and they changed it later to a shorter name. I was just trying to quickly look at my notes and see what I had on that, because it was, let's see, one second. There was a Kapilani Maternity and Gynecological Hospital. And it later changed to the Kapilani Medical Center for Women and Children. If you do a search on Kapilani gynecological, I mean, there's just so much that comes up, and everybody's saying it's fraud. But if you look at, you know, when I looked this up on Wikipedia, it sort of justified that name at that time. It later became the Women and Children Hospital, but at the time it was called Maternity and Gynecological Hospital. That's what I have found out. You know.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, when I really started thinking about this, Ed, and everything, my very first thought was, this is insanity. Nobody would try and pull something off like this because, you know, if this was like proven, you know, Barack Obama would have to step down. Being born in the United States is a constitutional requirement that was really put in there in the early times to keep somebody who was extremely wealthy from Europe coming over, buying the votes of the rabble, and becoming king of America and taking us over like that. And that was really the purpose for this in the Constitution. And in some ways, it's outdated. And I think that that's fair to say that is something. And that was its reason. And that reason has passed by several hundred years. But nevertheless, it's still a constitutional requirement. And if this were proven, this would be a scandal bigger than Watergate. And, you know, the thought is, how in the world would anybody try and do something like that? It just seems too overwhelming. And yet when I look at this and what is here and some of these issues, I have this one thought in my mind, and that is, if this isn't put together, maybe the person that did it wanted it to be discovered. I don't know. I wonder about these things.
I just found another image of a certificate of live birth from the territory of Hawaii from 1949, and it lists the hospital as the Papalia Ani Maternal and Gynecological Hospital. So we can just sort of set that to the side for a second.
Good. Let me just say this. You know, I thoroughly hope that Barack Obama gets defeated, but I want him defeated because I don't like his economic policies, and that's fair.
Sure.
This is something I would like really to just be dealt with and just put away, so that, you know, instead of 27% of Americans believing it, you know, you have the one half of 1%, and you know, and they don't believe anything.
And
put it back in that corner. So that's how I feel about that.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I do. And, you know, the fact is that there, you know, and you know this yourself, Jackie, as you talk to a lot of people about politics, or sometimes people are just going to believe whatever they want to believe, no matter what facts you put in front of them. I mean, that's just the way people are. And it's not, I don't want to get into the psychology of fear, but, you know, it just, once they get something in their heads, they're just going to hang with it. And you could tattoo the image of a validated birth certificate on their forehead, and they'd still say it didn't exist. Now, getting back to the point that you were heading in a little bit earlier is, you know, and I said this before, just logically thinking about the probability of somebody getting elected to office with a fake birth certificate. You know, given the amount of technology that exists today, and given the ability that we have to, you know, tear apart documents and you know, you would think that someone, especially because of the circumstances around this election, that somebody with a lot of authority would have dug into his birth certificate and exposed it as fraud. I can't believe he would get by the NSA, the CIA, the FBI. You know, and if it was fraud and they knew about it, the magnitude of that sort of conspiracy is infathomable. You know,
I agree with you completely. It just is so improbable, and yet people, you know, what is the senator from Connecticut who, you know, talked about his Vietnam War experience, and
oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
and it
yeah.
was And I mean, he was never there. And he ended up getting elected anyway.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I
know. You know, or John Kerry with the Swift Boat thing. Now, the difference between the Swift Boat stuff is that there were plenty of people who were his peers who were there, and their experience with him was what they considered to be entirely different than what he thought his experience was. And you know, and they put some money together and really did a number on him. But it was like that portraying of an image of something that wasn't there. But this goes beyond that by light years. It's like the difference between, you know, some of the special effects that they had, you know, in King Kong in 1939 as versus what they have in Transformers now.
Yeah, I know. The thing about Kerry and even Bush with his you know, Air Force experience. I mean, you know, when they tried to pull that stuff over, it came to light pretty quick. You know, and it was all over the, and it came to light, and they pretty much had to address it or disappear. You know, and that's why, you know, I keep on coming back to, you know, and I've torn this thing apart with very sophisticated image software, trying to find out if it looks like a manipulation. Your questions are all valid, and I'm not an expert on Hawaiian birth certificates, you know, so I don't really I can tell you about.
Well, and of course this is you would certainly the other thing that I remember is whoever ran for governor in 2010 in Hawaii made a pledge that, you know, he was going to, as soon as he was elected, if he was elected, he was going to go and he was going to, you know, find out and come get to the bottom of this. And he was elected and went and did some kind of search, and they couldn't find anything. So now that doesn't, I mean, you know, that's certainly not Barack Obama's fault. I mean, he was a baby. And but if, you know, if you're going to try and cover these things up, it, you know, I mean, it just adds fuel to the fire that they can't find it, and you know, it's something that, you know, that isn't completely resolved. And to my knowledge, in the state of Georgia, this is a lawsuit, and at this point, I don't believe that Barack Obama is going to, right at this point today, could not be on the presidential ballot in the state of Georgia. Now, he's not going to win it anyway. But it's, you know, Georgia's a big state. I mean, we aren't one of the, you know, we aren't some little podunk thing someplace. 16 electoral votes, that's a big deal. Now, clearly it's not something, I mean, this is one of the safe states for whoever the Republican happens to be. And, you know, you've read my blogs that I'm not terribly enamored with Mitt Romney as far as he's gone. But listen, we've got about a minute and a half, and I want you to say whatever you want to say. And then I appreciate you coming on, and we'll do this again. So I'm going to turn it over to you for a little bit. You got anything you want to add to this?
Well, you know, first, thank you, you know, for having me on and giving me the opportunity to sort of talk about it, maybe another side to this. And you've been very, you know, you've been very objective in our conversation, which I appreciate. You know, what I wonder is why, I hesitate to say this because I really don't want to think it, but there is a racial element to the disdain that exists for Obama, not with everybody that doesn't like him, but for a percentage. I don't know how to measure that, but and Georgia is not the only state where there's a lawsuit going on. There's several states, and I really will set to see how that plays out. But I can't understand why he's the first president to get asked this to produce a birth certificate. You know, how come nobody's asked Romney to produce
it? I think it's because there was some question about it. But you know what? I think that we'll have you back on, and that we'll talk about the racial element of this. So, but we're out of time now, and I want to thank Ed for being my guest and all of you, and God bless you, and God bless the United States of America. Goodbye.
Thank you, Jack.